This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five people, including a pregnant woman, have been found shot dead inside a home in Indianapolis, Indiana, in an apparent targeted attack, the city's police chief said, describing the killings as a mass murder and different kind of evil. Police Chief Randall Taylor said police believe the deadly shootings were not random and were a targeted attack. No suspects are in custody at this time. President Biden is expected to reinstate a ban on most non-U.S. citizens entering the country, including people from Brazil, the United Kingdom, and now South Africa, because of a concerning variant of the virus. Arrivals from Ireland and 26 countries in Europe that allow travel across open borders will also be banned under new CDC guidelines. Sarah Sanders, Donald Trump's former chief spokeswoman, is running for Arkansas governor. A senior campaign official told the Associated Press, the daughter of former Governor Mike Huckabee, Sanders had been widely expected to run for office after leaving the White House in 2019. USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
A law preventing transgender people from entering military service is expected to be lifted. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
Trump announced the ban via Twitter 6 months after taking office. It took effect in 2019. Sources tell CBS that the Pentagon will revert to policy enacted during the Obama administration in 2016 that allows transgender Americans to serve openly. President Biden plans to live up to his campaign promises to repeal the ban. Reports are that he plans to do so through an executive order as soon as Monday. It's expected to take place at a ceremony for newly confirmed Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Austin also said he planned to repeal the ban at his Senate confirmation hearing last week. The Williams Institute at the UCLA School of Law found in a 2014 study that there were an estimated 15,000 transgender military members serving. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
A UCLA Williams Institute study in 2016 estimated 1.6 million transgender people in America. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Super Bowl matchup in the National Football League for the 2020 season is now set. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Green Bay Packers 31-26 to advance, representing the NFC. The AFC will be represented by the Kansas City Chiefs as they beat the Buffalo Bills 38-24.
We did a good job as far as rehab and getting myself ready to go, and I feel like I was myself out there, and we were able to go out there and score points and find a way to win against a really good football team. Yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. Being able to go up against one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback of all time in his 150th Super Bowl, I mean, it's going to be a great experience for me. I mean, to go out there and have a chance to repeat and get to do it against the best, I mean, it's something special, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
The Super Bowl will be in Tampa Bay, Florida on February 7th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. The All-Star Game, a.k.a. Pro Bowl in the NFL, has been canceled. On Sunday at Fight Island in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, UFC number 257, Dustin Poirier, weathered the early storm from Conor McGregor's punches to secure a TKO at 2:32 of the second round in the pay-per-view headliner.
My goodness!
And Poirier stoic as he comes over and greets his wife, Jolie. Oh. A stunner on Fight Island as they attend to Conor. Dustin Poirier has produced the biggest win of his career by a mile.
I'm ahead. happy man, but I'm not surprised. Poirier said in the octagon following the victory, I put in the work. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Hope you had a great weekend, and we're off and rolling another week here. At least we got a little bit of a diversion over the weekend. You know, everything is set for the Super Bowl. That'd be LV, okay? Super Bowl 55. That's what that Roman numeral stands for. You know, some people try to avoid that because they try to think, okay, what does that mean? Well, you know, L is 50, and V, of course, is always 5, so you add the two. It's Super Bowl 55. So a little Roman numeral lesson right off the bat here, so you stay in the flow of the know. Brady was outstanding, and so was Mahomes. And even though Brady seemed a little shaky there towards the end of the fourth quarter, but hey, look it, it's all about the results and, you know, what the final tally is on the board there. But, you know, some great games, and we look forward to a great Super Bowl 55. First time ever, I guess, that the hosting team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, playing in their home stadium, they're going to allow something like 22,000 fans to be in attendance there. I guess they'll all be socially distanced, wearing masks. Did you catch and thought it was interesting that Brady was, you know, very, very huggy, very touchy with everybody, which was great. And he wasn't wearing a mask. So I got to imagine, you know, Joe Biden or somebody making a comment and, you know, all those that are, you know, the watchers of who's wearing mask and not wearing mask, like that's a problem. But look, we're still outside. And of course, there's increasing concern around this new strain that is coming out. And in fact, Dr. Fauci over the Sunday news shows had this to say about this COVID strain that is found to be more deadly than round one. Listen.
The data that came out was after they had been saying all along that it did not appear to be more deadly. So that's where we got that information. But when the British investigators looked more closely at the death rate of a certain age group, they found that it was 1 per 1,000, we'll say, and then it went up to 1.3 per 1,000 in a certain group. So that's a significant increase. So the most recent data is in accord with the Brits are saying. We want to look at the data ourselves, but we have every reason to believe them. They're a very competent group. So we need to assume now that what has been circulating dominantly in the UK does have a certain degree of increase in what we call virulence, namely the power of the virus to cause more damage, including death.
And that is projected to be the dominant strain here in the U.S. by March, according to the CDC. Your organization, the NIH, has just started testing to see if the existing vaccine... Okay.
Well, Dr. Fauci there in his comments about this this new strain. And, you know, this is, I think, you know, if we should have any takeaway out of all this is that this is dynamic and it is a process. And it is amazing how the media wants to land on something definitive. Now, I understand, look, you give people the news that you have for the moment, but to assume that there isn't going to be an addendum as to what's going on? Because, again, Dr. Fauci finds himself in a situation where he took information that was initially put out and then realized it had to be amended. And that is the case. But everybody wants to have some sense of peace and confidence that this is under control, that we've got the information, and we can sit on this. And then the problem is every time we do that, we find out, oh, but there is more. So my recommendation is that you just breathe, okay? Breathe, continue to be reasonable. Wear a mask when you're around people that you don't know, and you find yourself where there's a lot of people, just use some common sense. You know, we're still going to, you know, exercise some good hygiene policies that and practices that were implemented as this was breaking out in terms of washing your hands. I guess you just cannot wash your hands enough and keep your hands away from your face. You know, just, again, the very things your mother and your grandmother told you and taught you as kids are the things that we need to remember once again and implement. You know, and I think in that case we can be pretty pretty adamant about that. I mean, because the fact of the matter is that, you know, we really don't want, you know, this to spread anymore. But this is a dangerous disease, and it is spreading. And with this new strain that's coming up, then, you know, we just have to, again, exercise some common sense. Vaccinations are going out there, and it's a process. And, you know, it's interesting that, you know, the criticisms are already starting to go. And I'll tell you, that's also frustrating. You know, what Donald Trump put into motion in terms of Operation Warp Speed, even have the vaccines right now. I mean, under former administrations, we'd still be waiting on a vaccine. But we have a vaccine to work with. Now we've got to proceed, and this administration, it's up to them to go and make that happen. And again, like everything that involves logistic and operations, you kind of learn as you go. I mean, when before has this country in recent era been in this kind of situation? I mean, we are inventing and adjusting, on the job as we get through this process. So a little bit of patience, a little understanding, and let's move forward, because the conversation, besides the vaccine, a lot of heat regarding, you know, our kids and what's in the classroom. Last week we talked about this and how the kids are being greatly impacted. And I would agree, kids away from the classroom. I mean, you're losing, if you can put it in a metaphorical sense, some mental points along the way, and our kids are going to be at a disadvantage. Any kid during this period of time that is not being instructed and appropriately, and of course you've got this tension that's going on between, you know, the teachers' union, of course, that wants safety and assurance and all this, and you know they're at risk, you know, no doubt about it. Although you would say the children, by and large, I mean, you know, very minimal numbers of young people have succumbed to the coronavirus. They seem to be so strong, their immunity is so strong that, you know, they're impervious little battleships out there against this virus. But meanwhile, we have teachers, and, you know, can teachers, teach behind a a plastic glass, or, you know, I mean, they've been doing, you know, some situations where there was online and internet teaching and that sort of thing. But the teachers, it's also happening. And there was one report last week where, a teacher just looked at the kids and said, hey, you look tired, so we're going to take a day off. I mean, there's no room for a day off. I mean, how do you have a day off? Yeah, the kids may be tired, and they may look tired, you know, via Zoom, you know, chat connection, but we don't need less time. We need more time. We need to make the most of the time we do have with the kids, so that they don't fall further behind. Now, this is just one story, and parents are aghast. I mean, this was a report from a parent that because parents were told to look in on these Zoom sessions. They're, you know, supposed to be a no-go zone for parents, I guess, you know, what your kids are being taught. You're not supposed to be aware of it. this parent, oh my goodness, you know, violated the protocol and actually heard the teacher say this and go, what, you got to be kidding me. I mean, they weren't even in the session for more than a couple of minutes, not even calling time out and said, look, why don't you guys take a break? We're going to breathe a little bit. We'll come back in 2 minutes and we'll give it another shot. Nope, not to be considered. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
That's what it should be about. Three most powerful words in the Constitution, lest we forget, although there are some forces that would want us to do away with the Constitution. I just put that out there so that you're aware of what is going on, including this impeachment trial. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, we are and committed to pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. Glad you could be here with us. According to Ron Klain, the new chief of staff for the Biden administration, he says that we face four overlapping and compounding crises: the COVID-19 crisis, the resulting economic crisis, the climate crisis, and the racial equity crisis. Well, I guess maybe they could have put a fifth in there, because what is happening between the House and the Senate is they see the need to impeach the 45th president of the United States, though he's out of office. That in itself is a crisis. It's so important because, as they're claiming, this was an act of insurrection. Now, even though we won't talk about Senator Schumer's faux pas about insurrection. Of course, he kind of misspoke, needless to say. But that's the deal about those, those kind of phrases that end in something similar to something else. It can open you up, but it almost speaks. Yes, you can misspeak, but it also can speak to the fact that you may not have your facts together, that you're just so passionate that you're really not engaging your brain to the capacity that's necessary, especially as a leader. And head of the Senate, as you are, to speak so casually, so that may be an indication of other things. Just a minor sidebar. But again, we have Amy Klobuchar. If you remember, in the first impeachment, I mean, here is a former attorney general. She's, totally lawyered and everything else. I mean, she's got all the experience. And remember what she said in the first impeachment? Oh, this was a fait accompli. Absolutely, we got him. We do all that. I mean, what is she? The female version of Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff and that sort of thing? I mean, I really thought that Amy Klobuchar was a lot smarter than this. But no, she says the facts were there. Listen to what she had to say about it.
One, the American people right now are struggling. They need pandemic relief. They are literally trying to balance their toddlers on their knees and their laptops on their desk and teaching their first graders how to use a mute button just to go to school. They need help. And I thoroughly believe that we can handle this impeachment trial. And just as the American people are doing, juggle what we need to get done. Get the Homeland Security Secretary through. We just had an insurrection at the Capitol. Get people confirmed for Joe Biden's cabinet. And yes, give people the help that they need. That's what this next month is going to be about.
You heard John Carl say he doesn't believe there are the votes there to convict President Trump right now. And we saw President Trump after the first trial. I'm going to show those pictures right here. When the votes weren't there to convict, he waved the acquitted headline, said this was vindication for him. You concerned that could happen again?
My colleagues have not yet committed about what they're going to do. And the news we just got out of the New York Times yesterday that the president was actually actively trying to take out his own attorney general and put in an unknown bureaucrat conspiring with him, I think we're going to get more and more evidence over the next few weeks, as if it's not enough that he sent an angry mob down the mall to invade the Capitol, didn't try to stop it, and a police officer was killed. I don't really know what else you need to know. The facts were there. We saw it right there on the platform during the inauguration, as you could still see the spray paint at the bottom of many of the columns.
Well, she says the facts are there. That's what she said the last time. And keep in mind, the people were already there 20 minutes before the president had spoken. So how, there was a direct timeline, and there was an extensive, and credit to the New York Times for actually doing that and breaking down the timeline that says, a little bit different. Now, over the weekend, we heard that similar to what happened in Portland and even in D.C. previously, where there was really a true insurrection that took place, oh, yeah, by the way, and that was not mostly peaceful. Buildings were being burned, just like in maybe not to the extent as in Portland and in other areas in Seattle. It is so conditional. And I hate to use the term hypocritical, because that is so overused right now, and it's so obvious that this is, you know, rank hypocrisy that is taking place. And the people get it, because they're, you know, the thing about the rule of law is there either is the rule of law or there is not. You can't have a conditional rule of law. I mean, you have a situation where you have a BLM agitator who is already being charged. He's arrested for his activity there in D.C. And then almost let go as quickly. And, you know, we're talking, you know, this one agitator out of Utah, and he's made it clear. It's not about saving the country. It's not reforming. It's about bringing it down, which is exactly what they've said in Portland. Said, wait a minute, you know, because people are wondering, wait a minute, we thought you were for the Democrats. No, we're not for the Democrats. You know, we're for the absolute destruction of America. But yet we don't hear that. And that somehow is not considered an act of insurrection, where people want the utter destruction of our government and our Constitution. That's not. But yet a president who came in to expose corruption, to give people jobs, to make us energy independent, you know, he's an insurrectionist because he wasn't an insider. You see, and this is what the ruling class is telling us, is that thou shalt never, ever, ever again think about voting for someone who is outside of the ruling class. We tell you who's going to be president, and you know, we told you this last time. So we finally got our way, so now everything is so rosy and hunky-dory, and anything that's a problem, it's all because of Donald Trump and all because of you on the right that need to be re-educated, is what the squad would say. You know, you guys have no say in this government. You know, like Maisie Hirono, just shut up, as she would say. Shut up, sit down. The ruling class is in charge. We've got it full under control. And Amy Klobuchar, who's a lot smarter than this, and would make statements that the facts were there. Well, if the facts are there, bring it out. If the facts are there, you know, about the election, because you need to, we're still going to need, we know we're burying this. We're burying the truth of the election. We just want it to go away, and the cancel culture is in full force, and all pressure is on anybody that just says, I can't connect the numbers. I'm sorry. And maybe one of these lawsuits, whether it's at Sidney Powell or, you know, Rudy Giuliani's, you know, they're going after Rudy Giuliani. Well, fine, you know, bring it on. Let's have a trial. Let's break this down. And maybe we might just possibly get down to the bottom line. I mean, unfortunately, this impeachment fiasco is not going to do anything other than send a message out to the deplorables that thou shalt never, ever do anything about this again. Meanwhile, John Solomon on Sunday had this to say Maria Bartiromo, that, you know, not all is lost, that maybe there's hope with the Durham investigation. Listen to what he had to say.
John Durham is continuing a criminal investigation. We are going to be talking this morning about the Biden agenda. Do you expect Durham to come out with indictments even in the face of a new administration and the Biden agenda unfolding?
Everything that I see in the activity of the investigation and everything I hear from defense lawyers and others that are familiar with what's going on is that he is building a small number of indictments, trying to get the evidence to get there. There have been some delays and there's fights over evidence in the secret, you know, behind closed doors, grand jury fights. But all the evidence is pointing toward him trying to bring criminal charges probably in the first quarter of this year. That's what I'm hearing. Of course, there's a new sheriff in town when Merrick Garland gets confirmed as attorney general, as we expect he will. He'll have a say, and maybe he'll take and put the case and set it aside. But right now, John Durham looks to be building a small number of indictments focused on the top of the FBI. That's very important, the very top of the leadership of the FBI.
Well, let's stop it right there. Well, not only will he set aside John Durham, but I'm sure anything that has to do with Hunter Biden, that's a fait accompli as well, right? No big surprise there. We've got Dan Perkins coming up next day with us, America, 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Financial Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five people, including a pregnant woman, have been found shot dead inside a home in Indianapolis, Indiana, in an apparent targeted attack, the city's police chief said, describing the killings as a mass murder and different kind of evil. Police Chief Randall Taylor said police believe the deadly shootings were not random and were a targeted attack. No suspects are in custody at this time. President Biden is expected to reinstate a ban on most non-U.S. citizens entering the country, including people from Brazil, the United Kingdom, and now South Africa, because of a concerning variant of the virus. Arrivals from Ireland and 26 countries in Europe that allow travel across open borders will also be banned under new CDC guidelines. Sarah Sanders, Donald Trump's former chief spokeswoman, is running for Arkansas governor. A senior campaign official told the Associated Press, the daughter of former Governor Mike Huckabee, Sanders had been widely expected to run for office after leaving the White House in 2019. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Hey, you didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? We do it because it's hard, like JFK said. And this is it. We cannot lose sight of what we're fighting for. I mean, we're fighting for our constitutional rights, and it seems that even the most basic of those rights, I mean, you imagine, you take away the right to free speech, everything just falls on its own weight. It cannot withstand. Dan Perkins is with us, a nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author and columnist, syndicated radio host, joins us. Dan, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Pleasure to be with you, sir.
Well, first of all, congratulations. We got Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl, along with Kansas City Chiefs. I know the fans were screaming all over the western side of the state as well. I think anytime the state of Florida is represented, we have the citizens in mass joining in and all excited. Although there will only be 22,000 very fortunate fans to be there to watch it live, but look at, hey, we'll be in the comfort of our own home. With our $75 bottle of beer to drink, as opposed to maybe a $10 cup in the stadium.
Right.
So it's all good, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
So no complaints.
Interesting, two different generations. Yeah, and it's interesting that Brady has worked his way through again. And
yes.
I guess this is the 10th Super Bowl
yes.
he's played in more than any other player. Old guy, still coming through.
Well, and And even when he was a young guy, he was not expected to come through, as you know. I mean, his storied history is one of accomplishment and an example, you know, for many. And they thought, well, could he duplicate his success? Or was it so entrenched and intertwined with Belichick that outside of New England, Tom Brady would just ride off into the sunset?
Mm-hmm.
Not so.
Well, he might be riding off into the sunset with a Super Bowl trophy in his back pocket.
Yeah, and another ring. You know, why not? What a great career. I happened to notice, and I didn't hear anything from the pundits, but, you know, because everybody was masked up, right? But not Brady. Brady wasn't wearing a mask. So maybe that'll come out in later conversations. But, you know, as we're still continuing to be concerned about COVID and now with this new strain, Dan, and, you know, right. And then President Biden going to be locking down areas that President Trump, I mean, some of this stuff is just anything that Trump did, he's trying to get rid of, regardless of how much pain it causes. I mean, here we are, we're a country in need of jobs, and Biden right off the bat figures out a way to eliminate, what, some 50,000 jobs?
Right, yeah. And that's a very important point you just made, because the news media is all over the place. They were talking about 11,000 jobs, the New York Post. CNN came out and said, it's about 39,000 direct jobs, but 42,000 service jobs. So we're talking about 45,000 to 50,000 people who are going to lose their jobs. And what a great New Year's gift to those 50,000 people from the incoming president.
Right.
And I'm actually writing a commentary about that right now, Bill. And what's clear to me, and you alluded to it in your opening just a few moments ago, the title of this commentary is Think Things Through. Mm-hmm. It's clear, based on the reaction from the state and local government, the unions, and Canada, he didn't talk to anybody.
No.
He didn't get any opinion. He made a decision based on what he thought was right without thinking it through and what were the implications. And if you start thinking about some of his other executive orders, absolutely the same thing's true. He's not thinking, or whoever is advising him is not thinking through what the consequences might be of a particular action. I mean, he wants to restrict people coming in from South Africa because they have the new strain of the coronavirus. Well, the problem, as you know, Bill, it's already here.
Yes.
And spreading like crazy, along with the UK version.
Yeah. Particularly in California right now is what we're the latest report. Governor Newsom's
right.
beside himself. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. So, but what he wants to do is he wants to stop them from coming in from South Africa, but he wants to open up the borders, caravan of people not practicing social distancing. We have no idea what their medical history are, and he wants to allow them to come into the United States. Again, he didn't think it through. So
Right. Maybe
that's what's happening with Joe Biden. His staff and his advisors are so focused on doing one thing, as you pointed out, getting rid of anything that Donald Trump did, they're not thinking about the consequences to us, the American people.
Yeah, I mean, the difference between what Donald Trump did with Obama and his regulations and other executive orders was they were flat out deleterious, you know, to the nation and to the people of America and America's goals. I mean, they just served no good purpose. And as soon as those restrictions were lifted, look what happened. You know, jobs were coming back. People were getting off of welfare and entitlements. They were, the misery index prior to was off the charts. All of a sudden, people started to, you know, they were happy. They were smiling because they were back to work. They were being productive. In this particular case, there's a woeful look on the American people because what you have here, and I said this going into this, Dan, is that this is the personification of the Peter Principle, if you remember that book. And what was written about the people will rise to their level of incompetence. Joe Biden, by virtue of whatever, 80 million votes or whatever, the people decided, or the forces, I should say, decided for him to be the 46th president, and they Peter Principled this guy. Because clearly he's incompetent. Because what you do, Dan, and you know this as a businessman, and anybody that's been in business whatsoever, you don't go in and wholesale change things with something. You have to, as you say, you take a look and see what's working, what's not, but you don't go and make course changes to something that was working and working brilliantly, working better than ever before. I mean, we were energy independent, people were back to work, but, you know, we've got a serious issue here on COVID. I mean, right now, it right. should be all about COVID. And how do we manage this so that people can still work, that we're not crippling business and putting businesses in, you know, at peril and losing jobs that and businesses that may not come back ever again, and along the way retarding our kids because they're not allowed to be educated. And, you know, it's the same thing. In my sense, same thing that would happen with the Trump administration when he first came into office. Remember what the first question was that he asked everybody when he came into office? The one question he asked them. He says, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? You know, that was the target's focus. And so if you're hearing that from the chief executive officer of the country or any business for that example, or, you know, in that case, if that's what you're hearing constantly as the clear drumbeat, you don't do 500 things. You do one thing. And one thing was, hey, we needed to do something about jobs. He understood that as being the linchpin and key to America's happiness and for us getting back on track. And everybody was focused to that end. And right now, this president, my recommendation is, how are we doing on COVID? And yes, there's subsets to COVID, you know, like, are the kids learning again? Are we getting vaccines out? What is the deal? All this other stuff, you know, climate and these other things that, you know, and social justice and everything. Look, we've been fighting those battles forever, and they will be there tomorrow. We don't need to expend all this energy. And, oh, yeah, by the way, while we're doing that, how are we doing with that impeachment thing? You know, we got to impeach that guy. We got to make sure those people understand that they shall never, ever, ever again think about electing some commoner, some deplorable like Donald Trump.
I couldn't have said it any better. I mean, they're absolutely out of tune. The Rasmussen did a survey shortly after the Biden put out the Keystone Pipeline, and 2-1 Americans are against what he's doing. So he's making decisions without taking advice from talking to people. In a vacuum. And, you know, you look at the perfect example is the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, who said after they announced that they were going to shut down the pipeline, that we're going to have those people get good, high-paying, union, green energy jobs.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040.
888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, Dan Perkins and I were just talking off the air. I think it's quite ironic and rich that this environment that was created by the Democratic machine, and when I say the Democratic machine, I'm talking the establishment media, big tech, all this when it comes to COVID. I mean, they have created just one just stinking cesspool of, as Zig Ziglar would call it, stinking thinking. I mean, here we are coming against this pandemic. This should be a unifying thing that's taking place, but because of politics. And Dan, this is what I'm saying, you know, and I said to our audience after the election, is that you got to stop and think for just a moment. How has politics helped or hurt you? And it seems that it's done more harm than good. It has us divided, bifurcated at each other's throats. We don't even want to talk to one another. We're willing to excise our First and Second Amendment rights. I mean, do away with the Constitution altogether and really open the gate for this utopian world being brought to us by these highly so-called educated and wise professors on high at all these higher schools of learning and their indoctrinated progeny that they've thrust upon like human intelligent missiles into the body politic, thinking that socialism is the answer. But now you've got them swimming in the very cesspool that they have infiltrated and infected. And how do you like it now? This is of your own doing, you know, this confusion over COVID, you know, the process, the solutions that are coming out. And we get a little bit of a wrinkle in this new COVID, and they are beside themselves, Dan. I mean, what is the everyday American, the forgotten man and woman on Main Street USA, what do they have to look forward to from the leadership of this government?
Well, one of the things, which is what we were originally going to talk about, we've got a few that is we can't talk about it, and that is speech, free speech. Mm-hmm. The when I look at what the left is saying, that we need deprogramming camps, we need to stop the social media of discontent and objection. We're talking about true communist rule that the central government thinks for all of us. and we no longer have the right to have independent thought. That's what scares me, is that we are the very people that accused Donald Trump of being a Nazi are adopting and talking about adopting the tactics of Hitler and his thugs during the Second World War. Mm-hmm. And yet we have people who seem to think that that's okay. And I just find it amazing that people in this country would be willing to accept the idea that I can no longer have free thought. I have no longer have the ability to express my own ideas for fear of prosecution. I have a lot of friends like you do in the media business who are changing their whole structure of how they communicate to people away from Twitter, away from Instagram,
Facebook,
Facebook, looking at alternatives. I mean, there's a service that came on board called Telegraph.
Yes.
Got 25 million subscribers in 4 days after Biden was inaugurated. This whole thing of the overthrow of take place between Google, Facebook, and Twitter on Parler
with Amazon. Yes, all the yes.
That the Justice Department should have jumped in a matter of days and began to pursue a violation of the Sherman antitrust law, because. Mm-hmm. If you read the law as written, that what they did is exactly what the Sherman antitrust law was designed to stop from happening. And but we don't seem to have a lot of people who are concerned about it. But there are a lot of people in our business who are looking for alternative ways to communicate, because they no longer trust the social media as they knew it.
Well, we don't trust social media. We don't trust the government. Like you said, where's the Justice Department on this? What are you doing? I mean, this is an absolute crisis. We've been talking about this. We went into the election knowing that this was a problem. We saw after and during the election that it is a problem, and it still continues. And Dorsey with Twitter, they come out with such arrogance because they feel fully empowered right now, because they go to the Oval Office and say, hey, don't give us any stuff, man. We got you elected. You owe us. So we don't want to hear about 230. We don't want to hear anything. We're large. We're in charge. And just make sure you watch our back and take care of us. But you don't let these powers come in and, you know, these cowboy Republican congressmen and senators come in and try to upset the apple cart here.
What I find fascinating, Bill, is that for the longest time, I've always believed that the Republican Party, as it relates to Congress, Senate, and House, was the party of capitulation.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the Democrats want in order to have peace in our House, the Republicans would agree to it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not so today. We're seeing people push back. I mean, if you think about what's going on in this country right now and look back to 2016, Joe Biden is as much under attack as Donald Trump was. For him being elected president, when you have to bring in 25,000 National Guardsmen and you do not allow the American people to come and celebrate the inauguration of a new president, you're bringing in a dictator like in Venezuela or Russia or China.
That was the scene, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
No. And you talk about optics.
The people should be scared. And then the treatment of the National Guard, taking them out of the Capitol and put them in a parking garage. I mean, and then the administration says, well, we didn't sanction that. It was a lower level police officer. No, it wasn't a lower level police officer. Somebody told him what he had to do.
Sure.
So they're already lying to us. And I just think that here's Joe Biden signs an executive order. Mandatory masks for federal property and federal building. Within hours of signing that executive order, he goes to the Lincoln Memorial. Does he wear a mask? No.
No.
On federal property. So, you know, where is his consistency in the first 2 days of his new administration? And he's going to have more executive orders that are supposedly coming out in the next day or so. So,
but this is the Democratic disease. You know, you do as I say, not as I do. Don't follow my example, whether it's Whitmer, right. Newsom. I mean, go right on down the list. I mean, there's an endless line. You know, the mayor of Chicago. I mean, it's just endless. Go to New York, Cuomo. I mean, you guys, this is like absurd. And we're all being, you know, treated like a bunch of, you know, bunch of minions of no consequence. And being herded, you know, you talk about what Hitler's Germany had done in squashing speech. I mean, you know, you can go back historically. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun when it comes to history. This is a repeat, you know, for millennia that has been going on. And even closely, whether we're talking about Venezuela and the canceling of speech and oppression and the collective efforts. And, you know, look what's happening in China with the Uyghurs and everything. And I thought what Donald Trump and what Mike Pence did in bringing to light the genocide happening with the Uyghurs really called, you know, really called them into account. So China's got to deal with some things. They still have to deal. There's going to be some accountability, I believe, in dealing with the release of this COVID and also with what they're doing with the Uyghurs. What do you say?
I agree. I look at it and I don't see a cohesive policy from the administration. I don't see it. Mm-hmm. And it, other than to say they want to get rid of everything that Trump did as much as possible. But yet, the margin in the House is less than 4 votes and the Senate is tied. I think he may have a very difficult time getting much of his agenda passed. And so most of it, for example, he can't repeal the tax cuts from Donald Trump because it was legislation.
Right.
That caused it. So executive orders can't overturn it. But I look at, here's another example. We heard nothing from the president or the vice president about the continuing violence in the Northwest. They're still protesting, mm-hmm. setting U.S. government buildings on fire. Where is the president in showing his outrage? He didn't show it during the summer, nor did she.
Yes.
And all the way through the campaign, as the riots continued throughout the country, they never spoke out against it specifically. They never went after Ativa or Black Lives Matter, and they're mm-hmm. not doing it now.
Exactly.
Terrible message it sends to the American people.
Well, to me, isn't that insurrection? I mean, when you have Black Lives Matter and Antifa saying it's all about burning it down and the destruction of the American way of life and everything that relates to that. I mean, to me, isn't that that insurrection, or what am I missing by definition here?
No, you're not. You're right on target. And I think the people who voted for Joe Biden are beginning to come awake and realize the mistake they made, but there's nothing they can do about it.
Well, that's not counting the people that were dead. The people that were dead and voted for Joe Biden, they're still dead. So there's no awakening there, you know, so, but what can you do? Or I'm not even sure if we can even say that, Dan, you know, because you say, are we losing our right to free? We have lost it. I mean, between big tech and all these other things, you know, that you can't talk about, you know, we can't talk about the mental lapses of the 46th president of the United States, according to Dr. Jill. Dr. Jill says, no, right. we can't talk about that. That's done. We don't talk about that anymore. Dan Perkins, right. Nationally recognized policy and energy expert right here. Thank you, Dan.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.